You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm disappointed by the government these days. Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern opened the Auckland City Mission's new centre for homeless women last Thursday. The new facility would provide a safe haven and services for vulnerable women for up to 12 weeks and help them into more permanent accommodation. The property contained 15 self-contained units and would be able to provide shelter for 60 people a year. My producer Chris McCaddle talks to Auckland councillor Alf Filipina to find more.
So, just to start things off, do you want to describe the issue of homelessness in Auckland, how you see it?
For me, too many people homeless, which means they're sleeping in sometimes very dangerous situations, and we need to do something.
Cool. So do you also think that there are any particular issues that homeless women face that put them kind of in need of different support than the rest of the homeless population?
Yes, I do, because obviously they're more vulnerable. From my perspective, I just don't want anything to happen, not only to the people who are sleeping on the streets, but in particular our women. Definitely, I believe that they're more vulnerable, and that's what we don't want to happen.
So, do you just want to now describe what the new city mission facility is involves, and the reasoning behind it?
Well, the vulnerability is the reasoning behind it, and having our woman in a safe place. So, you know, that's one of the key things in regards to this. And, like always, I just acknowledge the launch and the initiative in regards to it. But, you know, that's one of the key things is having a safe place for our woman to be in regards to our te whare hina tore. So, you know, I that's it for me. It's just, you know, just if we can end up putting them as in our woman and our community, especially our woman, in a stable environment, roof over their heads. Look, I have no doubt at all that our agencies will be working with them to hopefully not to get them in that situation again where they're on the street. You know, that's really it's all about our women and the homelessness.
So obviously the government has recently announced some new spending for homelessness on a national level. How obviously the government has announced new spending for homelessness on a national level. So how is this, what are your thoughts on the government's new homeless package and how will it help you in local governance?
Well, I mean, it'll help, obviously, for Auckland as one of the councillors in the Auckland region. It'll help in regards to our homeless action plan that we currently have. It will help with the agencies that are working with our communities who are homeless. You know, Housing First, for example, Salvation Army. So, look, welcome the package. I mean, you know, this is something that has government, that has local government, that has our agencies, our non-government organisations, you know, our community. It just allows the fund allows even more help that can be given to our most vulnerable, which is our homeless. So I welcome it. Thank you to the government.
In addition to this new facility, what else is Auckland Council doing to alleviate Auckland's problems with homelessness?
Well, I mean, look, we mentioned housing first. I mean, look, there's an organisation that looks at housing our homeless. And, you know, for us, that's been in operation for the last 2.5 or even the last term around it. So, look, we're playing our part in Tāmaki Makaurau around our homelessness. You know, we've put money towards that as well to help our agencies. So, you know, that's the ability to have the people that our agencies are working with to end up putting them into shelter, albeit temporary, but getting our community around them, our agencies around them, and hopefully get them out of the situation that they find themselves. So, you know, Auckland Council is there supporting not only financially, but from an administrative perspective as well. So, you know, we're trying to work with our communities to make it better for the to our community, our people who find themselves in the situation they do.
Do you think that Auckland Council is doing enough at the moment to tackle the problem of homelessness?
Well, you can never do enough. That's one of the key things that everybody knows. You can never do enough enough to help our community, but we are playing our part that we can, and this is why welcoming the $300 million, albeit across the region, that the government has put in and announced, plus also the shelter that they have done for our women. So look, it's never going to be enough. But we are playing our part, definitely.
How do you see, or what personally would you like to see in the future for Auckland Council to do to further tackle homelessness?
Well, look, for me is working with all our agencies. Our agencies in Tāmaki Makaurau, and as I said earlier, Chris, not only government agencies, but non-government agencies and organisations. That's what I want to see in future. And we're doing that around a concerted coordination around that for our vulnerable communities that find themselves in the situation. So in the future, look, working with central government, working with our agencies and working with our community, that's exactly what I want to see moving into the future, especially in the next sort of year to 3 years, definitely.
That was Chris speaking to Auckland Councillor Alf Filipina about the City Mission's new homeless shelter for women.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.